The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Well, me, I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy, and I got big news for you. Just came in through the local channels that the pools and the splash pads are back open. And this is a citywide alert, and for Austin, Texas, but I imagine also around the world, people are celebrating as these big, beautiful water bodies are ready for business.
What's
for
a splash pad?
Splash pad's like a pool, but it doesn't go down.
It's not very deep. You splash
it. It's a very, very, very shallow pool, but the big pool is what I'm concerned about. Because I am known at my local pools for when I walk up on the diving board in my Oakleys. And that one little strip of sunscreen on my nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, zinc oxide.
And my surf shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I do my flex, and the glisten of my body catches the light in just the right way, and everybody looks at me, and they're like, oh, no, here he comes! And then I do my, you know, my big jump off of it and splash down. People know me, and last year...
Just from the splash.
From the splash and the pose and the shorts and the whole thing and the strip of sunscreen. Last year, though, this fucking disease.
Yeah. Finally, we're talking about it. Okay.
And this disease sucks shit on so many different levels, but the disease kept me from getting mine last year.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go to my local pool and do my favorite thing, which is panic as my child is eating a popsicle too slowly, and I know it's going to fall off the stick, and I know she's going to be upset about it, and I'm standing there in my rash guard, but I'm not surfing. I'm just covering myself because I'm afraid of both the sun and other people's gaze.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting there like, you know, you need to eat it. No, it's dripping. It is dripping. You have to, it's going to fall.
Yes.
And I'm worried about it. And she's not because she has no sense of consequences.
Yes.
Right.
Legalize marijuana. Strike all marijuana-based crimes from the record. Expunge them. But popsicles, you have to be 18. Because if you're not 18, you don't fucking understand what is expected of you and the pressure and also the consequences. If you do go slow and you do get drip.
It's intentional. I'll take it to go. I'll be eating it in the worst way imaginable. Whatever the move I love is like, I've had four licks off this. I'm going to set it somewhere.
I don't remember.
Set it down. Three. What do I care?
But now.
Yeah.
I got this fucking text that's like, pool time, baby. And Who texted you? Well, the text went out and said, hey, everybody, especially Griffin, the pools are open again.
So everybody. Who sent the text? The pool?
The mayor. And so.
Mayor Austin,
Steve Austin of Austin is telling me that it's time to come get my splash on. And he said that I could be first in line there. And it was going to be sort of a ribbon cutting ceremony, and I'm going to jump through the ribbon in midair. But anyway. The pressure is huge now because I had a year to think about. I had 2 years to think about how I was going to make a splash.
Yeah.
Literally.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
Griffin. The only mask you're going to be wearing is a snorkel.
No, you don't need that when you're doing a diving board splash.
Oh, you don't?
They've seen me do cannonball. They've seen me do double cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
That's where me and a friend do it at the same time. And we got yelled at by the lifeguard, so we can't do the double cannonball again because they said they'd kick me out of the pool. They don't care how cool I am when I do it. Jackknife.
Yeah.
Spread it out. I did a foon. I've done all the big ones. And I guess I'm a little worried that I'm going to come up short this year.
Have you done the enema?
That's the one where you get it to go up.
Yeah, where you land, like, the first part of your body that makes contact with the water is your butthole.
Yeah, and it looks like a cannonball.
Before even the cheeks touch.
It looks like a cannonball, so you have to announce loudly, like, it's about to go up. It's about to go up.
It's about to go up.
It's going to look like a cannonball, but it's going to go up.
And it's about how you then come out of the water, like what sounds you make, what face you make.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Like, enema. I don't know. That
enema,
that's gonna...
more like enemy.
Because people are waiting also. This is going to be them knowing that it's all over. Like the COVID, we did it, and now it's time for us to do our...
This is our mission accomplished banner.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're going to have to make up a new one, Griffin.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, sit down at the drawing board. You're going to have to design something and call it, like, you know, Operation Mission Accomplished. And, like, you're going to have to do, Operation Herd Immunity, whatever you want to call this dive, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has to tell the story of America's triumph.
Okay.
Over death.
A narrative. Travis is suggesting a narrative splash.
A narrative dive. Yes.
That's
a
good.
A narrative dive that tells a story, that weaves a tale.
Yes.
That's good, Travis. And I'll be honest, it's given me an idea that's better than my current sort of prevailing idea, which is that I get on the diving board and I jump up and I just keep going up. Because I didn't even know, like, how I was going to make that one happen. But you've given me an idea of when Time Magazine said that I was Person of the Year, or whoever was reading the magazine was Person of the Year, and they put a little mirror on the cover. Maybe that's it. And I get up on the diving board, and I hold up a big mirror, and I say, it's you.
And you blind everyone.
Well, no, I say, it's you doing the splash.
Oh, I like that. Maybe just a mirror suit, Griffin. Just little chunks, like a mosaic, but it's like little chunks of mirror all over you. So when they look at you, it is actually their body that they see perfectly aligned with your body.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What if I plank on the side of the pool and I say, I'm the diving board?
Oh, you're the
jump
board.
Jump off my body into the
water.
What
if you sit in the pool with your mouth open and say, this is my tiny pool?
And I fill my mouth.
I invite you to leap in.
That's really good, Justin.
What if you got
water.
a team of people, kind of a flash mob of people, and one by one as they jump off, it's like the Declaration of Independence, right? One word at a time.
Okay.
And you guys are going boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? Like one after another. Just everybody lined up going, and it's like, we the people, right? Or maybe it's even every syllable, right?
Yeah.
So we the people. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
That could be good. I also thought if I could get on a horse's back and get him to jump on the diving board, that would hurt him, and he would, unless it's one of those cool, like, beach horses, which I don't think they have those in Central Texas, he would pass away.
Maybe
you
could get a celebrity diver.
Oh.
Yeah, like
somebody Greg
in.
Louganis.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Name another one. Name another diver who's not Greg Louganis.
I did not mean a diver who was a celebrity. Yeah. I meant a celebrity to dive for you.
And the thing about Greg Louganis is everyone's going to be really nervous that he's going to bonk his head again.
Yeah.
Like, he's an exceptional diver. Athlete, but he did famously bonk his head one time, and I think people would be like, I'm trying to celebrate COVID, but here I am all stressed out that Mr. Louganis is going to bonk his noggin again.
Is Michael Phelps good at getting into the water, or is he just good inside of it?
I've never seen it, right?
Yeah, the camera cuts away, cuts back, he's already in the water.
Exactly. He might just kind of flail all around in midair as he just kind of like lowers in, and he snorts like a half quart of water each time. Like a real doofus. Okay, I'm ready.
It's okay. Michael, it's okay. You're in. It's fine. You can start swimming now. Okay.
When people start showing up to the Olympic arena, he's already in the water. He got there an hour before everybody else.
He had them fill the pool around him.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be good. Where is Griffin? He's been at the bottom of the pool for an hour holding his breath. He did the splash a long time.
I have a quick update I wanted to mention, and this was shared amongst our staff, and now I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. Last week, we had a brief segment, a diverting segment about Charles Entertainment Cheese. And I did want to mention, just because I did not have the information at the time, that since 2012, Charles Entertainment Cheese has been voiced by Jarrett Reddick, the lead singer of Bowling for Soup.
Oh.
So not only is he the voice of the theme song of Phineas and Ferb, he is also the voice of Charles Entertainment Cheese and has been for the past 9 years. So the authenticity that you heard in those tracks.
Yeah.
Real.
Like. Real.
The Phineas and Ferb thing, Justin, just unlocked a fucking puzzle box in my mind that has been screwed pretty tight since the recording of that episode. I'm so glad that you've just set me free from the prison of my own thoughts.
Tell me more. How do you mean?
It just sounded, there was something about Charles Entertainment Cheese that sounded so familiar. Yeah. And it was because of the Phineas and Ferb music. And
can
now I tell
you the thing that's fucking me up?
What is
knowing
it,
that after the
arthritis.
Fact, after the fact, knowing that, it's actually weird to me that it's taken them 9 years to think, oh, maybe an album.
Hey, bud, get on Spotify and then feel like a real doofus. Cranking out the hits for a long time.
Really?
Years. Yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is an advice show.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm done talking about entertainment. We'll have time for some
more. We need
more
to make some
skits.
Art.
We're going to have time for more skits later. But now we're going to help people.
Yeah, I want to talk about art. Let's, you know, because sometimes this show can be a little puerile, but sometimes it could be pretty artsy fartsy. Yeah, and it's time for Work of Fart.
Just so you know, Trap.
Sorry, haters.
No, I am one of them. I'm going to fucking knock this right out of the park, but I want you to know I'm going to hate every second of it.
Okay, I got three and then a bonus one. So
okay.
Four.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
That's a good way of thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay. This great novel details one musician's obsession with finding the perfect phallus.
Hold on. Do we do ding dong stuff too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're expanding sort of the whole concept.
Yeah, this is a broadening. This is too broad.
Yeah, it's getting silly in Work of Fart.
Okay, give me that again.
This great novel details the journey of one musician and his obsession with finding the perfect phallus.
Damn, here I was talking a big game. I'm going to need more.
Well, focus on the musician part is a big
clue. Oh, thanks, Trav. Oh, fuck, yeah, I forgot about one of the 10 words that you said.
That's all I got. I don't have more clues. Are you ready? I'll just tell you what it is. Justin, you want to make a guess?
No.
We were looking for Moby's Dick. Moby's Dick.
But that was a book about a whale and not a musician.
But it was the obsession.
Moby is a musician. This is what he's doing now.
No, I know.
He's pulling the threads tighter.
But there's no way in a million years we would have gotten that.
Stop.
If you had said a musical artist who is obsessed with his own phallus, I might have been able to get there.
Yeah.
I don't look at any other dick in this, any other like PP in this world and go, that's mine.
Okay. Are you ready?
I guess so. Is this one going to make sense and be like solvable and be good?
This series. Created by Benjamin Franklin, collected all of the scrotal information for that year, as well as...
Richard Zalmasak.
Oh, so close. Well, you know what? Let me look at the judges. We are looking for poor Richard's Balmanac, but we'll give it to you.
Okay. Well, let's agree to disagree and just say Balmasac.
This sucks. I missed when it was about... All right, fine.
I can't... I just think it's a shame to see our president denigrated like this, that he has to be drug into...
Okay.
We're halfway.
I got one more, and Griffin, this one's back to poops. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I can't believe that I'm reminiscent about that, but go ahead.
Heathcliff plots revenge now that he has money against the woman who spurned him, and also he can't stop pooping.
Heathcliff?
Uh-huh.
Not the cat, but a character named Heathcliff?
Correct.
This is classic literature, which is not my strong suit. Is that from Wuthering Heights? Wuthering
Shites? Book.
Is it Wuthering Shites?
It is Wuthering Shites. It is Wuthering Shites. One for three. Wow, sorry, you each have one.
Okay.
Okay, so the bonus now. Okay,
yeah,
you ready?
Indeed.
It's necessary, okay. Unless it's also going to be bad like the first one.
Well, that's why it's a bonus. Okay.
Stella, wait, is it a bonus because it's not very good?
We'll see.
Okay.
Stella will need to depend on the kindness of strangers if she's allergic to D's.
Is it a streetcar named D's Nuts?
Yes, it is, Griffin.
Travis! Travis, this segment, it's the second time doing it, and it's already gone so off the rails. That can't be. This can't be the episode title.
You can't give that kind of gold away. You gotta make people pony up the download.
All right, well then it's up to us to find something more powerful.
Streetcar Griffin, you didn't hear it, I think. Because he did say a streetcar named D's Nuts.
I said it first, Justin. I heard it. I thought it. I knew it. All right.
Now it sounds like you're crying, Justin. It sounds like wailing.
It's a little bit of both. It's been a tough 15 months.
Listen, this year's been hard on all of us.
Yeah.
Whew, fuck. Okay. So, are you done?
Yep. Once again, Griffin wins, by the way, 2-1.
Yeah, we all lost. I work at a bakery that often has items left over at the end of the day.
Nope. You gotta pull it together. Damn it. Fuck.
Okay, I'm back. I'm fine. At the end of the day, and my boss lets me take out whatever I want when we close up shop. We also give whatever's left away to a local church. My problem is that the church volunteers all stand there watching me pack up whatever I want, which is admittedly quite a bit. Brothers, what do I do about the very passive judgment I feel? That's from Sweets Taker in South Texas.
They shouldn't be there while you're doing yours.
They shouldn't watch you.
They shouldn't watch you while you do yours. And this may be something you can fix by maybe throughout the day. If you know something's going to get, you know, back when I was working at GameStop, if somebody traded in, like, ooh, this is a fairly mint copy of Dark Cloud 2 on PlayStation 2. I'm going to want this. So I might not stock this one on the shelves right away. Buy it myself. I've done a lot of things at GameStop that should have got me quite fired, but I'm saying you do the same thing. This cheese Danish looks pretty good. Let me just, I dropped it under the bottom rack where no one can see it. And then the church doesn't have to watch you get it.
They should.
You do, though, Griffin, in that plan, run the risk of, like, your boss being like, hey, what's this stack of kolaches doing back here in this cupboard? And, like, those aren't for God. Those are for me.
Also, your boss has created a scenario where, like, you are de-incentivized to move these almond tarts.
Right.
So someone's like, I'll take an almond tart. And you're like, I don't know. I've heard about those. I would leave that behind for me. I mean, trash.
I mean, also, you can just get these church people in there all day. And anytime somebody comes in, it's like, let me buy some almond tarts for me and my beautiful wife. And then you say, okay. But then the church people are like, oh, no. That's two almond tarts.
Pret-a-Manger does this. And I've always felt like if I buy something at Pret-a-Manger, I'm stealing food.
Right.
When are you buying things at Pret-a-Manger?
Yeah.
When I used to travel, I didn't used to be bound like some sort of like salt trapped ghost in Huntington, West Virginia. I used to travel around throughout this great globe of ours. Yeah, I don't know. You're right, though. That was a before. I'll never see the inside of a Pret-a-Manger.
Or a fucking Qdoba.
I'll never go to Qdoba.
Qdoba's gone.
I got a Qdoba here. I don't want to brag, but I got a Qdoba.
I have a Qdoba.
Yeah. What's stopping you? Whose decision?
From going to Qdoba? Good question. Yes. Bye.
No, whose decision is it when it's time to make more batches of things? Because you could just like 20 minutes before closing up, just like, all right, pop five in.
It's a bakery. It's a fancy bakery. You're not like nuking them. Like, yeah. It has to be prepared lovingly by hand.
Yeah.
But could you do it? Like, I made these and I'm going to eat them.
Why are you
later.
Asking me? I don't know.
Justin's not in charge. There. He's not the boss of bakery. He's not the big baker boy.
Well, I am the big baker boy. That's what everyone calls me in town, but right. Not for this particular South Texas zone.
Just, you know what? Make the church people go first. And then if they leave you,
interesting.
If they leave you nothing, just go, okay, I guess I won't eat any baked sweets tonight. Oh, man. You could also say you're taking them to a rival church.
There you go. Yeah. This is for a church with even more kids in it who need these. Mm-hmm. And also, they're building the church out of kolaches. And if I don't get on the kolaches, they won't have a roof.
It's a kolache-based kid Lutheran church. See ya. I got to take all of them.
Do you remember those? Oh, man. I was thinking maybe some sort of auction where the church and you would each have a certain number of points.
Oh, that's good.
Arbitrary points. Good. And you could bid on different baked goods. And that would probably extend this a lot longer than you want it to go. I was actually just remembering. Do you remember the auctions they used to have at church?
Yeah, it was weird as shit.
We've talked about them so many times. We have to have, because it's...
I don't think so. I barely remember. It's like on the edge of my memory. Like, if I hadn't remembered this today, I would have permanently forgotten it.
Like, basically, if we haven't talked about it before, you were given points, awarded points for things like memorizing a Bible verse, remembering to bring your Bible. Bringing a friend was a big one.
Was a billion points.
That's a juicy one right there. And then at the end of the year... They would have a stage full of prizes.
Oh my God. It was like in the dopest in memory, prize. Like really good prize. Amazing.
Yeah, that's where I got my big mouth Billy Bass from.
That's where I got my Tamagotchi. It was a dragon's hoard.
Yes, I got a baseball mitt. Got a tool belt one time, but then you would see the kids, they'd come in that night, they're standing around like, you know, like a real option, like, I'm definitely going to bid on that. Oh, is that a basketball? Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm going to get that. And then... An auctioneer would auction them off. Right. And it's so strange. And it was a good incentive program.
To save the mortal souls of your friends.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose.
That has nothing to do with this particular question, but it's fun to talk about some stuff. I don't think they should be there. I think this is up to you to not let them be in there while you take your stuff.
I need privacy for my selection process.
Yeah. As or put it all in your cheeks like a beautiful chipmunk.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
While you make eye contact with them.
Well, again.
Do y'all want some wisdom of the crowd?
Yes.
From online?
Let's open it up to the wisdom of the crowd.
This is another WikiHow joint that Amelia sent in that Travis saw and then made sure that I saw it. And it's a choice one because this article is going to save a lot of lives. This segment, when it does feature WikiHow, I think is going to have the added benefit of being, first of all, real gut buster. But second of all, save your life. Save someone's life. Because this one is How to Act When Near a Coyote. That's the title of it. It was last updated April 26, 2020, which is great because if there's been coyote evolutions, coyote developments, as long as they didn't happen within the last year, like this article is going to have us covered. And I will just say that in all of the drawings here, the coyotes look very cute and very squat and small, and that's not like the coyotes I've seen. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But let's just get into it, and then we'll talk about some of the audience Q&A. Method number one, defend yourself at close range by looking at them in the eyes and back away because the coyote is afraid of you. Huh. Make yourself big is another thing.
Hold on. That first one, as soon as the coyote's afraid of me?
Yeah, coyotes are generally frightened of people and will not confront you.
I don't know that I trust that. That might be true, but with my luck, I get that coyote. It's like, I've seen some shit. I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Yeah, coyotes are nasty customers. They will come at you. And that's why in this one, hold your backpack above your head or your jacket to make yourself seem big, or you can shout or yell to frighten the coyote, or you can throw sticks or rocks to scare away the coyote. So those are things that don't throw anything at the coyote, but near it, I guess. I'm looking at this picture. The trajectory of this stick might be coyote bound. Don't throw sticks at coyotes. I'm going to say that just to plant my flag.
You could throw a stick for the coyote to chase, like it was some kind of puppy dog.
Now, this is important, and God, I hope nobody got a phone call in the middle of this episode and stopped before these words I'm saying right now, and then was confronted by a pack of coyotes. Because guess what? When you're dealing with an entire pack of coyotes, the instructions are basically the opposite. You do not even give them ample space. Do not stare at any of them or act threatening toward them. One fucking mad dog them. That's why they call it that. You mad dog one coyote, three coyotes. Look,
unimpressed.
Look up at the sky. Do not shake a stick. Do not yell. Just be okay being somewhere else.
I like that they give the instruction, give them ample space. Like, no fuck. Like,
shit.
Like, I did not think the best way was like, I'm going to crowd them. I'm going to crowd into them. Like, I'm trying to get first in line for the buffet. You know what I mean? Like, I know.
Yeah. No, method number three is staying safe in coyote territory. It has only one step, and it says be vigilant with your children and pets. Make sure they don't get too close since they can be drawn toward animals. And there's a picture of a dad ushering his small blonde child away from the three coyotes that are approaching him.
No, son. These coyotes aren't for you.
These sick-looking dogs aren't fun. Like, yeah, dog, I know. I see them too. So that's helpful. Remember, one coyote, scare that coyote. Three coyotes, be scared of those coyotes. And don't let your kids
mnemonic.
That's
all
you need
to know. If the coyote's only one, then you know it's time for fun.
Right.
But if the coyotes are all three, you lay down and you soil yourself and you hope they leave you alone.
With shit or pee.
With shit or pee.
That's the right. Now, I did say that's all you need to know. The community did swing in here with a lot of good Q&As. And a lot of them are fear-based. There are coyotes in our yard, and they killed all the neighbor's chickens. Should I be scared? Somebody answers that and says, don't be scared, but be wary. Don't go outside once it's dark and keep food inside so that you won't attract unwanted animals.
That sounds like scared behavior to me.
That sounds like scared behavior. That sounds like the behavior of a scared person. What can I do if I hear young coyotes howling near my home? Just stay inside, especially if it's nighttime. Make sure your pets are safe as well. A ship in harbor is safe, though. And that's not what
ships are for.
Yeah,
if they're young, you could get in there and reform them before it's too late. That sounds trainable right there.
Yeah.
Once they're older, like, I've seen Fox and the Hound, right? That fox is pretty chill early on, right? Now, listen, when that fox gets bigger, I don't want to hang out with that fox. Fox is scary. He grows up and he turns into Robin Hood. But I want to get in there.
He's
so sexy. It's so sexual. Right. When the coyotes are young, I feel like I could get in there and befriend them. And be like, oh, here's some meat. Let's hang out. Hey, how's your walk with Christ? You know, I'm in there and I'm talking to them. I'm telling them the good things that they could do with their lives and turn it around. I'm standing and delivering them.
Right.
I'm going to teach them about math and stuff.
But now you guys know about coyotes, so I'm not going to provide the answers to the next questions. I want to see if you guys can really knock it out of the park. So, Juice, what do I do if a coyote's outside my front door and I need to go out?
Get a bat?
Yeah, that's actually not. It says I recommend waiting until the coyote leaves the area. If it's an emergency and you must leave your house, do so with caution and consider bringing a weapon or something to protect yourself.
Okay, so not that far off, actually.
Not that wicked far off, although, again, this is a community answer, not from a respected coyotologist. So, am I in danger if I hear coyotes near my house in the mornings, Travis?
In the mornings? No.
Yes.
Absolutely not. They're sluggish and sleepy. They have not been warmed by the sun yet.
Yes, that's exactly it. They get their power from the sun just like a Superman does.
Yeah, I knew it.
Justin, I got to get to work and I have to ride my bicycle through an area with high coyote activity. What should I do?
Tie bats to your bicycle.
Like a Just Married cans. Yeah, that's what it says just here, Justin. Great job. What if a pack surrounds your campsite and howls, Travis?
You're going to howl right back. You're a member of that pack now, my friend. Welcome. You're a coyote.
That's right, Travis. It says turn into a coyote with magic from some sort of spear or animorphs. That mm-hmm. says it right there. Justin, this one's great. What should I do if I am scared?
Oh, boy. If I had the answer to that one, I'd probably be living a much more chill daily existence.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I guess there's some schools of thought that say, like, acceptance therapy is the way to go. You accept these fears.
Yeah.
Yes, I have these fears.
Sorry, let's frame this specifically around coyotes, if you can.
Jim. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry. That is your human body giving you smart news. you are bad at coyote, and you should vacate.
Yep. Yep.
That is your, listen to the good news from your human body.
Yeah, but Juice?
Yeah?
You're wrong.
You have to get to work.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
I would argue that there are some places coyotes should be and some places they shouldn't. If I'm out in the forest and I see a coyote, that's his home. But if I'm at my office job working on that big report for Mr. Jenkins and I turn around and there's a coyote in my cubicle, that coyote should be scared. This is my place of business.
I don't know why this has never bothered me the entirety of recording this program, but as we're doing this segment, I am repeatedly confronted with a vision of someone who finds themselves in a coyote situation.
Yeah.
And is only equipped.
Only knows about this.
With the information that we have, like, that is the one tool they've brought with them. Their personal item is this bit. That's what they've brought to Coyote Island.
In my mind, there's actually a worse scenario where they have listened to this bit, but they also at some point did learn how to actually deal with it, but now they can't remember which one switched.
Exactly. So just to cover them and cover us legally, the answer to what should I do if I am scared as provided by a community is you should call your parents or the nearest person around or call dial 911. Whatever you do, do not run. If you run, the coyotes will think you're a threat and they will chase you. Getting a lot of conflicting information here, but I do appreciate the first thing I do, whip out the cell, hit up dad, Clint, it happened again. Clint, it's me. I'm on the Moby. You got me. Find me. Do find my phone, Dad. Get here. The coyote took the phone.
My coyote.
It's me, Griffin. Everything's fine here. Did you watch Doctor Who? Rawr. I just want to cover this last one, too, because I doubt it's going to be useful. But will you get attacked by a coyote if you are on a trampoline?
Oh,
and the community answer is, if the coyote's interested in you, it doesn't matter where you are. It's safer if you stay inside. But my answer is, if you're on a trampoline, you will only be attacked by a coyote roughly half the time. Because the other half, you're up in the sky. Coyotes can't jump.
And that coyote's going to have to get on that trampoline with you.
That's a
in
great
order
point.
To
I would
you.
Say you are wicked safe on it. This is one. No legal worries. Legal worries aside, Griffin McElroy guarantee. Coyotes coming at you, get up on a trampoline. They're going to have no fucking idea what to do. If they do get up there, popcorn bouncing, baby. They're going to not know what the fuck to do with that.
Hey, do you mind if we take a quick sojourn? Is that the word to the money zone?
I don't mind at all. Okay. Thank you. For
absolutely.
Asking.
Thanks.
You got a dream, right?
Yeah.
And turn it into reality?
Yeah.
Well, bad news is I have no idea how to do that.
Oh.
Yes, just kidding. Because I know about Squarespace and you should too. This is the service that makeup artists are using to make websites and venues and personal trainers and furniture makers. They give us this whole list. It's always fun to just randomly put bars and pubs. Everybody's using Squarespace to create a website. You don't need to be a web designer to make a beautiful looking website. You got to take your dream, got to make it real with a Squarespace website.
I want to make my dream real.
No, good news, Trav. You can use a Squarespace site to showcase your work. You can sell products and services, promote your physical or online business, and you can do it with all of these beautiful, lovely templates.
Now, Justin, can I make my dream where I realize I never finished high school and I have to go back, but it's the day of, like, the finals and I haven't studied at all, and I'm worried that the teacher will notice that I haven't been there all year, and for some reason, also, I can fly, but When I do, I like figure it out. Like, oh, I just jump and don't land. And I think, oh, I finally figured out how to do it in real life because I think that the dream is real. Can I make that dream real?
Yeah. In this unique partnership, it's an AR activation web experience for all consumers of the DiGiorno brand. You can travel back to Travis's high school days at a website he made.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they got free and secure hosting too, so fucking even act like they don't have that, because they absolutely do. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Squarespace. Websites.
From the internationally acclaimed creators of Who Shot Ya comes the movie podcast Maximum Film, starring producer and film festival programmer Drea Clark as a woman bound by passion.
I saw this 8 months ago on the festival circuit, and I loved it.
Film critic Alonzo Duralde as a man corrupted by greed.
Why watch one Hallmark Christmas movie when I can watch seven?
And comedian Ify Wadiwe as a man protecting a love that society simply won't accept.
I think Pacific Rim is a perfect movie. And if you can't accept that, then I want you out of my life.
From the makers of the movie podcast Who Shot Ya comes Maximum Film.
That's right. We changed the name of our show to Maximum Film.
But don't worry. We're still a movie review show that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes.
So tune in to Maximum Film at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's, you know, we're into June.
What?
Of 20 Big Dog Run. And I feel like we haven't been doing enough regarding this theme. And we're always pretty negligent about the theme. So I wanted to try to change that. I wanted to try to up our personal games a little bit. Okay. So I wanted to bring in kind of an expert. I'm really excited.
Oh,
about
boy.
This,
okay.
This is different for us. I don't normally just randomly spring guests on you guys, but I met this dude at the mall and I'm way into it. And I know just what's going to happen the next few minutes. So I guess welcome to the show, Richard Stink.
Hello, Richard.
Boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Boys.
Yes.
Is this Richard?
Yeah, it's me, Richard Stink. I'm here to elevate your fragrance game.
Okay.
The J-Man told me about your fragrances, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to all of my frag heads, my fraggles, I call them. That's how the people like me who are obsessed with the pursuit of fragrance. I want to talk to you guys about your fragrance.
Yeah.
For 20 Big Dog Run, you want to find some compliment machines, the real shit that's going to bring you so many ladies, you're going to be freaking out about it.
Well,
what are you working with right now? Let's start with you, the tall one.
Oh, thank you.
I might be taller than Travis.
Yeah, but he slumps.
Tall one, you know what I mean.
But you slump, so I think he means me.
The guy who looks like he sells surfboards.
Yeah, that's me. Okay.
Well, hold on, Trav, because I'm wearing a tank top right now.
Hey, Richard, which one of us do you mean?
Which one do you want?
Travis. I mean Travis,
okay,
all right?
Okay, great. I'm currently working with my natural smell.
To me and your brothers that you work with.
I wear a deodorant.
Are you a working partner with us?
I wear a deodorant.
Okay, natural. Aluminum?
It's aluminum free. No aluminum. But other than that, you know, I just smell good. My musk.
Wow, everybody likes to think it, yes?
I mean...
But it's not true. Okay, I got a fragrance for you. Let me take a look at you. Let me look in your eyes.
Oh, wow, you're really close.
Yeah.
Why are you so close? You smell amazing. Sorry?
For you. La Nuit de l'Homme by Yves Saint Laurent.
Okay, but I'm never going to be able to spell that or look...
You can handle it. La Nuit de l'Homme, a lot of real guys... Think they won't be able to handle La Nuit de l'Homme. You know what this translates into?
No.
Fuck.
It's fuck?
I thought I could learn finally. La Nuit de l'Homme by Yves Saint Laurent.
Is that the one Lenny Kravitz wears?
You're going to get a little bit of the bergamot. There's a little bit of, in the top note.
Hey, Richard, where are you from?
What are you doing, Richard?
Open up. Shh. I'm walking through the notes. It's real important. You're going to get that bright, fresh.
What is this accent you have, Richard?
It's, let me finish.
It's magical.
It's important.
You're going to get the bright, fresh, juicy bergamot. That's in the opening. It splash over you. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, ladies are coming out of closets and woodwork, crawling through windows like a zombie movie.
That's terrifying.
Gonna be all over
the
you.
The picture you painted is horrible. I'm one.
They're
I'm
get
married.
One whiff of this bergamot, but then it's gonna. We're gonna have a dry down into something. We're gonna start to get a little bit of that ambroxan up in there. You're gonna get some notes of citrus and tobacco, cherry. No, not for you.
Okay. Then why'd you even introduce?
Yes, some cherry. It interacts. It's got a lot of naturals in it.
Is that
it.
An option? Can you get cherry free?
It's just how it interacts with different people, Little Wynn. All right, Little Wynn. So you listen to me.
Hey, Richard, can we go back to when you said that I would wear it and get attacked?
It's going to be amazing for you. And the compliments are going to be off the charts. You're going to be losing.
People are going to be Kool-Aid manning through my wall to tell me how good I smell.
To compliment you and your personal smell. Little one?
Yeah.
What do you smell like, huh? Just normal. You're not.
What is it that, what's the?
You don't have any respect for me. You don't have respect for your brother.
I do. Okay, so I guess the question I would have to ask is like, how warm is it outside? Do I have something to do outside of my house today? Because if not, it's probably going to be the curvy white soap, the brand of which I don't even know. I've been using it so long. Wow. I buy at Costco in a billion packs.
Stack soap, probably.
Probably stack soap, yeah, still. And then, but if I'm going outside, it is going to be pure sport. And I would love to hear if you could think of something more iconic. Okay.
Sorry, what was it again?
Old Spice's pure sport.
Hold on. My dad is a Kmart. Let me call him and see if he heard of it. No, he said not even he would deign. To experience
is
this.
That Richard
this is not
Sink
for
Senior?
You. Look in my eyes.
Yeah.
Let me smell your mouth.
Well, my mouth makes it. I just ate some salt and vinegar potato chips.
You know, I was about to say Millicent Imperial by Creed. I was about to say this. If you can imagine this incredible joke.
It's good.
And then I thought, no, he does not have the money for Millicent Imperial by Creed.
Did you say by Creed? By the band Creed?
Sorry? No, it's a band and a fragrance house. Creed.
Is it the same people?
Yeah, they do Green Irish Spring, Millicent Imperial, Virgin Island Water, Aventus.
With Arms Wide Open.
You said they make Irish Spring like the soap?
No, it smells like this though. It's $300.
Oh wow.
So okay. Wow. I look at you, little man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just I work from home. I have worked from home
Perfect.
For like 12
you
years.
Like you smell yourself?
No, not really.
Would you like to?
I don't think so.
Would you like to catch a whiff and think, what is this? And then know it's me?
You?
When you, no, it's not me. It's you. You look in the mirror, you see yourself, yes?
Yeah.
Why? You don't want to smell yourself? Do you wear clothes in your little prison you call a home? Are you this guy? Are you one of these COVID guys that's been staying home and do the mask?
Wait,
and
hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait,
Richard.
Wait, hold on, Richard. Are you an anti-masker?
Richard.
No, Richard.
What are
I
your
love
political
the mask
beliefs?
Because I put a big spray of Sauvage by Dior into my mask. And I just woof it down.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I thought this would be good for you, little man, because you know who's the spokesman for this one.
You got any thoughts about those Fauci emails there, Richard?
No, listen. I want to tell
you
about this.
What do you think about him?
You know who's the spokesman for this one, for Sauvage? What? You know this?
No.
He's one of your favorite actors.
Johnny Depp?
Exactly. He's their favorite. Johnny Depp. I bet you love him.
I mean...
Sauvage is not for you.
No, it's not.
Not Club Denoui.
No, that doesn't sound.
Could you handle?
Do you have any bod?
Bod?
Yeah.
This is like Axe?
Yeah. It's like
it's
off-brand
liquid.
Axe.
It's not really aerosolized. You get wet. Your shirt gets wet when you put it on.
Bod. Here. This is a joke. Little one.
Yeah.
Look at me. Terry Mugler?
Yeah, I didn't.
Pure Malt? Cartier?
Do any of them have a roll-on applicator?
You know, Squidward has a cologne, though.
Yeah, that sounds fucking funny.
It's $11.
Perfect.
No, for you.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's Invictus. For you, Invictus by Paco Rabanne.
Sick.
It's got a nice, you're going to open this up. You're going to take a spray. What is this? Is this a bubble gum? It is. It's bubble gum. A huge spray. That's a top note. You got the nice bubble gum. You're going to have a dry down. And then it's going to be more bubble gum.
Is it gum?
Right. It's mainly gum. Like a gum set with some like.
But is it gum for my mouth gum?
No, you don't. No.
It's body gum?
No, it's still.
It's just gum it's you still, rub on your body?
It's huge. The flankers on this thing, you're going to get a lot of different Invictus flankers. The bottle looks like a little trophy.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's affordable, reasonably priced.
Holy shit. I'm going to have a lot of questions for Justin once Richard Stink leaves.
You get the 3.4 ounce Eau de Beaufort.
How much?
3.4 ounce.
No money.
Eau de
money,
Beaufort.
Richard. How much money, Richard?
It's a reason.
Tell me, Richard, how much money?
It's a reasonable.
A number, Richard.
For intense? Invictus Intense or regular Invictus?
Which one? Intense. If I'm
which one
if I'm
like,
gonna go to town,
I know,
let's go
I know which one you need.
Yeah.
It's Paco Rabanne.
Yeah. So is that
you know this.
Is that good or bad?
You know this is Paco Rabanne.
Money, how much, Richard?
It looks like a little trophy. 3.4 ounces. That's a lot of sprays. It's almost all. It's almost infinite sprays. If you think
it's
on
not,
this.
Richard. How much money?
$70.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that, Rich.
It's affordable.
I guess compared to some of the other scents that you've talked about.
Compared
today.
To something by Creed, the Millésime Imperial. Ugh, $400, $500. Me, I don't wear any of this.
What do you wear?
Me, I wear Secretions Magnifique.
Oh, boy.
It smells like a cheese.
Like a cheese?
A cheese?
It smells like cheese.
Okay, I think it's time for Richard to go.
Richard?
It smells like
hey, Richard,
blood.
Richard, go. Richard, go. Richard, go.
All right, you promised me.
No, you don't get an outro, Richard. You need to go right now, Richard.
I didn't think it would go like that. I'm sorry that I stepped out for so
sure.
long. I do
how did you think it would go?
And how did you meet this guy and think like...
At the mall.
This guy kicks ass and he's funny and I got to get...
At the mall. I noticed he wasn't wearing a mask. Everybody else was. And I was like, that's weird. And he's like, I took it off so I could smell some different things. And then I had a bottle of Polo Club Sport in my hand. He smacked it out of my hand. And his hand's like... really big. Like they're the hands are like really big.
It felt bad.
So I think I was just feeling kind of intimidated and I let him be on our podcast. And I am sorry about that. I'm sorry about Richard Sink and I'm sorry I let him be on the
I
show.
I think the biggest thing for me is that usually when we do have a Richard Sink come on the show, we imprison him in the introduction to the show. And I feel like having Richard Sink come in, you know, 30 some odd minutes in, really caught a lot of us by surprise.
In a sense, you could blame the fast food industry for not coming up with new stuff, huh?
Okay, so the people who are detractors of Munch Squad now they know what is behind the curtain, what lies behind this veil of ignorance, and that is if Munch Squad goes away, Richard Stink come to play.
You know,
some people like. I think this is going to be a divisive moment.
Okay,
in the show's history,
yeah.
Because I like guests.
Yeah.
I think they bring a fresh energy to the show. And a lot of people don't like guests.
Can I tell you
and
my one regret? I didn't ask Richard if Stink was his real name and it led him to the smell game.
Right.
Or was he so into smells that he changed his last name to Stink? And I regret not knowing.
His parents were Stinkopowitz.
Oh.
Ington.
How do you know so much about Richard Stink, Justin?
It was a long drive back from the mall.
Okay. Did you start to take him back there to get his car?
He's giving me a thumbs up like he's fine here,
oh boy.
Which I'm not crazy about.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're good. He's gotten the hint. He's leaving.
But you drove him there, Justin. Wait.
I did. I think he's going to hitchhike. No, he stole my wife's car. God dang it.
Oh, shoot.
Happens to the best of us. You guys want to hear another question?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Still thinking about Richard Stink, I guess.
Well, this is the problem, right? You think at first it's not very good, and then I guess he kind of gets
to
you.
I just have a hole in my heart for this delightful little French smell monster. This French.
He's not French.
He definitely wasn't French.
He's not French.
What? Okay.
He seemed to be an amalgamation of several accents.
Yeah. Yeah, just, can I say something, actually, now that he's out of the room?
Yeah.
Please don't bring up his walk with Christ, because it's
Did he get angry at you? Did you try to?
No, I did, and it was, like, half the drive. So, like, please, if Richard Sigg ever comes back on the show, please don't bring up his walk with Christ.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
My mom and I recently attended the wedding of an acquaintance. The wedding was for the son of a family friend, so we're not particularly close to them. We chose to go the easy route on the gift and give them a card with some cash in it. Perfect. But now my mom can't seem to remember if she put the money in the card or not.
Shit.
Did we accidentally just give them a card as a wedding present? I don't want them to think we're cheapskates.
They will.
Our family already has a bad rep for being late to everything. Yes, we were late to the wedding. I don't want another stigma besmirching our good name. Should we ask them if we put money in the card, or should we just send them another card with money just in case? That's from Awful Wedding Guest in Austin.
Man, that second one, I think, would be a big swing and a miss, huh?
It's the worst imaginable answer is to send them another card with money in it.
With like a little inscription that's just like, here's some more, I guess.
Because do you need more? There's more or any.
The first of it. Yeah, this one seems pretty, it's embarrassing, but you gotta just say like, hey, this is embarrassing, but my mom doesn't remember. She put money in the card or not. Was there money in that card?
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
But they might fib to get double money, but then the guilt is on them and not on you.
What if they know, what if they're like, I think they're testing me. And if I say no, and they know that they did.
It's going to be uncomfortable no matter. Yeah. But most uncomfortable is you do double card, double money. That sucks. Next, right behind that, is you did not give them any money and you just gave them a great card that says, like,
enjoy the cash.
Enjoy that. Yeah. I hope you don't spend it all in one place.
Can you, create a third person that's neither you nor your mother that you can blame it on? Can you create some kind of bumbling, a bunberry, if you will, where you can say, like, oh, yeah, no, our butler. Was supposed to put the money in the card, and now he can't remember if he did or not. And if he didn't, I'm going to fire him.
Right. A real Uncle Billy is what you're talking about.
Yes.
It was supposed to go in, but now Mr. Potter's going to take over the whole fucking
wedding.
Where's
the fucking money, Billy?
Yeah, you gotta just say it. This is a tough one, but it is. You can deal with this.
That you can deal with this.
Oh, all right.
Not for jokes. Can we really play out that phone call real quick? And you be the... Okay, go ahead.
Ring, ring.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? This is Jaren. And I wanted to say...
Sorry,
this
what?
This is Jaren. And I wanted to say that my... You know how we were at the wedding? Great job. Great wedding. I loved it. And
thank you. It was really special to have you guys there. I wanted to actually...
I like how you yelled you yelled your vows.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to ask you... But actually, you go first. Do your thing first.
No, you do your thing first.
No. I insist. Do your thing first.
Yeah, so it's so silly, but like, I know we gave you a card.
Yeah.
And then inside of it was...
I'm trying to remember.
Well, think about, did you get...
We got a lot. We had literally dozens of cards.
Hey, who's on the phone?
The third person on this podcast always has to, if one of us is quiet for too long, we freak the fuck out.
I'm hanging
up. Was there money in it? Did my mom put money in it?
Did I say you could talk to Jaren?
I don't remember. I was just, the gift was having you guys
there.
Okay,
cool.
Okay, that's one option, right? I don't remember. Second, no, there wasn't, not that I remember.
Are you still on the phone with Jaren?
Travis, please.
I'm not Travis in this scenario, Justin.
Okay. All right.
I'm your character's new husband, who it turned out is a real lemon.
Please be quiet, husband named Travis.
Okay.
So, no, there wasn't any money in it.
Fuck! Shit. Okay, how much do you want? Stop. Don't laugh. No, how much money do you need?
Just time out, Griffin. First, the question was, how much do you want? And then, how much do you need? And how I like the second question a lot better.
How much to make all this go away? It was more than enough just having you there.
No, it was. No, stop it. I don't want you to keep, I don't want this to continue to be a thing. How much money do you need?
You're not an ATM. See, this is terrible. This doesn't work either. None of, no permutation of it works.
I have $500. You tell me how much feels right for me of that to give to you now.
Oh, I mean, all 500 of it. It was a hard day. Okay. And
it was a hard day?
Are you so still on the phone with Jern?
I don't like this guy.
You know, I think I have bigger worries, honestly, considering how my husband is shaking out. Hey, thanks so much for listening to podcast, this one.
Yeah.
Our podcast, my brother, and me. I had a quick thing. I did a voiceover narration, if you will, for a show called Bad Vibes. It's a podcast made by Q Code. It's a horror anthology, and I got a character named Mr. Boogie. He's kind of a southern spooky guy. He's kind of scary southern guy. And I don't know. It's a really cool series. They got a lot of cool people involved with it. And if you would check it out on a podcast listening service, all the episodes are out now. And I think you would dig it. So check it out. It's called Bad Vibes. You can get there's a trailer. You can, I don't know. It's free. Just listen to it. It's cool. It's also got 3D audio. It's 3D audio. So it's you hear something from over here and it sounds like it's over there. It's wild. Listen with headphones.
As long as we're promoting our shows, I do a podcast with my two brothers where people write in and ask questions for advice. Yeah. Sometimes we have character bits. We have these really classic segments where I come up with kind of brilliant prompts for my brothers to see if they, it's called my brother and me. If you want to check it out, you can. It's available on most podcasters.
Call meta.
Speaking of, we are doing a live show of that podcast.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
On June 25th at 9 PM Eastern time. Those tickets are on sale now. It is live and virtual. So you can watch it from anywhere. Tickets are just $10. You go to bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual to get those tickets. And the good news is, even if that time zone doesn't work for you, or if you miss the show, it will be available on video demand for 2 weeks. So you'll have plenty of time to see it. bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual. Also, go check out the merch over at macroymerch.com. Our pin of the month is an I Also Want a Sword pin with a cute picture of Griffin McElroy in there. And the proceeds from that benefit...
Uncomfortably large.
It's great.
Big picture of me.
It benefits the Trevor Project, which provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services for the LGBTQ+ community, specifically young people under 25. We also have a... Do you hear that? Babe, we're legends shirt from the Adventure Zone Balance. A portion of those proceeds are also going to benefit the Trevor Project. Go check that out. Happy Pride. Go out there. Have fun. Now that it's a little bit safer, stay hydrated. It's so important, folks. And don't forget to pre-order The Adventure Zone Crystal Kingdom, the next graphic novel in the graphic novel series. You can go to theadventurezonecomic.com. It comes out July 13th of this very year. The pre-order gift from our publisher for a second is a Kravitz lenticular laptop sticker, and you can submit receipts for the pre-order gift at bit.ly/taz4preorder.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track, and it has a lot of Grammy buzz, and we are sure appreciative of Montaigne for letting us use that wonderful song. And thanks to Maximum Fun. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows there. They got a bunch of stuff that you're just going to really vibe on, and you're going to really cruise to them. And do you want a final Yahoo?
Yeah.
This is
Is this a real
this
one?
This one's actually a real one. I went through the archives on our Gmail account where people used to send those in. I don't see a reason to give that out anymore because this website's not existing anymore. But this is an archived one, and it was sent in by Corbin. Thank you, Corbin. And it's asked by Yahoo Answers user Chester Fielder, who asks, how much spaghetti is there when how much spaghetti is there when mama makes spaghetti for us?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
My name is Griffin McElroy. I don't know how many times I can keep doing this.
This has been my brother made kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.